This is part of the Idle No More movement to protest Canadian government action that dramatically alters navigable waters protections there. First Nation leaders say that new law was passed without consulting tribes, ignoring treaty rights, and gives a free hand for mining exploration in sensitive areas. Carrie Lynn Chapman is a First Nation Eagle Lake Ojibwe who lives in northern Wisconsin. She was one of the flash mob leaders. She says Walmart didn't seem to mind.
We danced through a portion of the store. You know, everything kind of came to a standstill from what I could see. You know, people were interested in watching to see what was going on, and a lot of people joined in, and lots of people that were shopping stopped, and they were videotaping.
Chapman says the issues couldn't be more serious, though, and she draws parallels with struggles in her own backyard.
Absolutely. I mean, we're facing so many, you know, mining issues ourselves, and these mining companies are, you know, coming back in, and they're going to still try to take a second run at mining up here in northern Wisconsin. Treaty rights up there be threatened, and, you know, that affects Native people down here as well.
Along with the protests is a 12-day-old hunger strike by Ottawa Piscot Chief Teresa Spence, who hopes to get a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.